Good morning.
早安。
你们好吗？
How are you?
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣基督是美好的。
I'm so glad to be here with you today.
我今天早上非常高兴能在这里跟大家在一起。
God bless you.
神保守各位。
He loves you.
他爱你们。
耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
我爱你们。
我也爱你们。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
Today is a wonderful day.
今天是美好的一天。
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
今天是主造成的一天。
He made this day for us to enjoy.
他准备好这一天让我们来享受。
The sun is shining.
太阳在外头很漂亮。
It's a beautiful day.
这是非常美丽的一天。
The Lord wants you to be well.
主想要你们非常的好。
He wants you to be healthy.
他要你健康。
He wants you to be strong and vigorous.
他要你非常的坚强，非常的有力气。
If you have a sickness, he wants you to be healed.
如果你有病，他要治愈你。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage you today.
我今天想要鼓励你们。
To just be reaching out with your faith.
就是用你的信心来伸出去。
To touch Jesus.
用你的信心来触摸耶稣。
Regardless of what your condition may be.
不管你的状况是如何。
When you touch Jesus with your faith,
当你用信心摸着耶稣，
He will touch you with His power.
他就会用他的能力来触摸你。
And something wonderful will happen.
美好的事就会发生。
So as the service is in progress this morning,
当聚会在进行的时候，
I want to encourage you to believe that you're going to be healed sitting there where you are.
我要你去相信你会被治愈，就在你坐在那里的时候。
Many people in our meetings have been healed just listening to the word of God.
很多人在我们的聚会中就被治愈了，只是听神的话，他就被治愈了。
We've seen some wonderful miracles while people were just sitting and listening to the word of God.
我们看到很多奇事，神迹奇事，当人们只是坐在那里听神的话的时候。
Several years ago, I was in a Chinese church in Vancouver, BC.
很多年以前，我在一个中国的教会，在 Vancouver, 在加拿大的 BC.
And there was a young woman from China who was attending the university in Vancouver.
有一个从中国来的女士在那里上大学。
And she had been to the doctor.
她看过医生。
She had a tumor on one breast.
他在他的胸部有一个肿瘤。
And the doctor wanted to perform surgery.
医生想要他动手术。
He told her that she should have this surgery and have the tumor removed.
医生告诉这位女士，她应该要动手术，然后把肿瘤移除。
This young woman had heard about the meeting that we were going to have.
这位女士，她听到了我们的这个聚会。
So she decided that she would not have the surgery until she came to the meeting.
所以她就决定，她要先来这个聚会，然后再动这个手术。
She wanted to be in the meeting first.
她想要先来到这个聚会里。
This was on a Sunday morning.
这是一个周日的早上。
And I was encouraging people to reach out with their faith.
我鼓励人们能够用他们的信心去伸出去。
As they were listening to the word of God,
当他们在听神话语的时候，
and telling them that they could be healed just listening to God's powerful word,
我告诉他们，他们可以被治愈，只要听神有力量的话语。
So later, I was sharing the word of God with the people.
所以让我们一起来分享神的话语。
And after I had shared the word of God with the people,
当我们分享神话语的时候。
I just asked the question, how many people had already been healed?
我就问说，有多少人已经被治愈了？
Just listening to the word of God.
只是听神的话。
Several people raised their hands.
有一些人举起他们的手来。
and gave testimony.
做见证。
And among those who gave testimony was this young woman who was attending the university from China.
这些做见证的人中有这位年轻的女士，她正在中国上大学。
She was sitting up close to the front over to my right.
她坐在她前面的右边这里。
I think maybe the second row back.
也许是第二排这里。
And she gave a testimony.
她做了一个见证。
And she said, while you were preaching,
她说当你正在讲道的时候
I reached over and touched my breast.
我伸出来摸我的胸部。
And she said the tumor had disappeared. That took care of the surgery.
这样就不用动手术了。
She didn't have to have the surgery.
她就不需要动手术了。
When I was in China in 2006,
当我2006年中国的时候那些已经得医治的人来做见证。那又一位年轻的女士坐在我左手边，在走道边。她做了一个见证。她说她的胸部有癌细胞。事实上，她有。他有好几个肿瘤，他对这个癌症的状况感到非常的痛苦。他说他当他摸他胸部的时候，这肿瘤就不见了。耶稣已经施展了一个奇迹。耶稣基督已经施展了他的神迹，把这个肿瘤拿走。他的胸部就再也没有疼痛，没有任何不舒服。哈利路亚，哈利路亚 ，Amen， Amen， 哈利路亚。我今天早上很高兴看到这边有一位先生，几天前一个我的朋友打电话给我，我的朋友叫做是一个女士，她叫莎拉。这位女士曾经帮我做过翻译，在大熊湖附近。他才告诉我说，这里有一位先生，他的耳朵，他听力有问题。他想要把这位男士带到我的家，我的家是在 Palm Desert。我就告诉这位女士，今天的聚会，还有昨天晚上在 Warner 的聚会。我告诉他，这样可能比较好。如果你带这位先生，听力有问题的先生，到我们的聚会里来。
Meeting last night, if that gentleman happened to be there.
我昨天晚上的聚会我就问了，然后这位先生呢，他就在昨天晚上的聚会里。
And no one responded.
可是没有人说，没有人承认。
But this morning, this gentleman came up to me.
但是今天早上，这位先生就来到这里。
And identified himself.
他就介绍他自己
as the gentleman whom Sarah had spoken to me about.
然后他就想很大声的告诉他。
So we're glad that he's here today.
我们非常的高兴他今天早上在这里。
Amen.
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 We're expecting a miracle.
真是很大的奇迹。
We're expecting a lot of miracles here today.
我们等待，今天我们要等待很多的奇迹。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to share some of the Word of God with you this morning.
我想要与你分享一些神的话语。
I just want you to relax in the presence of God.
我只是想要你在神的同在里头放轻松。
Don't be straining.
不要紧张或。
And trying hard to receive a healing.
不要太努力，靠自己的力量来得到医治。
But just simply be reaching out with your faith.
只是简单的用你的信心伸出去。
Jesus sees you.
基督看到你。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus will answer you.
耶稣会回答你。
As you're reaching out to him today.
当你向他伸出去的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here with Pastor Timothy Liang.
我今天早上很高兴在这里看家轩在一起。
It is a privilege to be with this dear pastor.
这是我的荣幸。
I had the first meeting with him in his house in 2003.
2003年我第一次在家轩家聚会。
And miracles were performed in that meeting.
在那个聚会里就有奇迹发生。
And his dear father was about 90 years old.
他的家轩的父亲的时候大概90岁。
And he'd been spoken to a lot about becoming a Christian.
他那时候他常常讲说他想要成为基督徒
But he hadn't really opened up his heart.
但他的心没有真正的打开
But after the meeting that night,
但是当那天晚上聚会之后
When he saw the power of Jesus,
当梁伯伯看到耶稣基督的能力
He opened up his heart.
他打开他的心
And Jesus came into his heart.
耶稣就到他心里
And now he is very happy.
现在他非常的高兴。
And year before last, I had the privilege of being at his birthday party.
前年的时候，我有机会到他的生日。
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
Well, you look happy this morning.
我们很高兴今天早上能够你们在这里。
你们快乐吗？
你们快乐吗
？Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Hebrews,
在希伯来书
，the fourth chapter in the 12th verse,
四章十二节，在你节目单里。
The scripture says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful."
圣经上说神的道是活泼有功效的
And sharper than any two-edged sword
比一切的两刃的剑更快
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit
甚至魂与灵
And of the joints and marrow
骨节与骨髓都能破开
And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is very, very powerful.
神的话语是非常非常有能力的。
It is powerful to save.
这是非常有能力来救赎。
Powerful to heal.
非常有能力可以来治愈你。
Powerful to deliver.
非常有能力它可以传出去。
And to meet people's needs,
可以满足你的需求
regardless of what the needs might be.
不管你的要求是什么
It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
它比一切两刃的剑更快
It is sharper than any surgeon's scalpel.
它比任何外科医生的手术刀都还利
It will cut away the cataract condition from the eyes.
它可以 切开你所有的东西。
It will cut away the cancerous tumor from the body.
它能够把你身上的肿瘤能够切除。
It will cut away the disease condition from the individual's body.
它可以把你任何身上不舒服的东西都切除。
And even though the surgeons of this world may have declared that a person's condition is inoperable,
即使外科世上的外科医生告诉你说这个人已经没有救了，
the word of God will perform the most delicate surgery.
神的话语会产生，就像能够动最精密的手术一样。
And will not endanger the person's life in any way whatsoever.
而且不会伤害这个人的性命。
And it won't even leave a scar.
而且也不会留下任何的疤痕。
I was in a meeting in New Jersey a number of years ago.
我在纽泽西几年前有一个聚会。
And a gentleman spoke to me who was a Catholic.
有一个男士他跟我说他是天主教徒。
And he told me that his dear wife was in the hospital with cancer.
他告诉我他的太太在医院里有癌症。
The cancer was wrapped around her spine.
这个癌症已经扩散了在他的骨髓里。
And he told me that they had operated and taken some of the cancer away, but they couldn't get all of the cancer.
他告诉我说医生已经动手术了可以把一些癌细胞拿掉但是没有办法完全把所有的癌细胞都拿走。
And he wanted me to pray.
他想要我为他祷告。
So I held his hand and prayed for his dear wife.
所以我握住他的手，我们一起为他的最亲爱的太太祷告。
And I asked him when he was going back to the hospital, and he told me.
我告诉他，当他回到医院的路上，他跟我讲。
And I said, when you go to the hospital, you lay your hand upon your wife.
我说，当你到医院的时候，你把你的手放在你的太太身上。
And let's believe God for a miracle.
要你一定要相信。Yes, 相信神会展现神迹。
Several years after that,
几年后,
I received a letter and a phone call also from that gentleman.
几年之后, 我从那位男士那里收到一封信, 我也接到他的电话。
I think that he wrote to me firstly.
我相信他先写信给我。
He had gotten my address and my phone number from a friend of mine in that area.
他从我住家附近的朋友那里得到我的电话还有我的地址。
And he told me some great news.
他告诉我好消息。
His wife was completely healed.
他的太太完全被治愈了。
And he had become a full gospel pastor.
他也成为全时间的牧师。
And he invited me to go up to New Jersey for a three-day meeting with him.
他邀请我到纽泽西去参加一个三天的聚会。
And I had the privilege of meeting his dear wife.
我就有荣幸能够亲眼见到他的太太。
She was very vibrant.
她非常的有活力。
Very joyous.
非常的喜乐。
And you couldn't tell that she had ever had cancer.
你没有办法，你绝对没办法看出来她曾经是。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a person here this morning who has a problem with your right shoulder.
今天早上这里有一个人，你有问题，对你太太的肩膀有问题。
The Lord just spoke that to me. He wants to heal your right shoulder.
今天早上神跟我说话，他要
治愈你的右肩膀。Let's move your arm in Jesus' name and be healed.
我们只要呼求耶稣的名，我们就会被治愈。
Move your arm and be healed of that right shoulder condition.
用伸你的右手背，你就会被治愈。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Psalms 107 and 20,
在诗篇里107篇20节,
the scripture says he sent his word.
圣经上说他发命医治他们,
and healed them,
医治他们,
and delivered them from their destructions.
救他们脱离死亡.
On this occasion,The enemy was coming against the Israelites.
以色列人
And destructible elements were coming against them and the devil was trying to destroy them.
这里有敌人想要来摧毁他们。
And the Bible says that God just spoke his word.
圣经上说这里神他就只是发他的话语。
God sent his word.
神说他的话语。
And when the word of God arrived at the camp of the Israelites,
当神的话到了以色列的军营里的时候,
there was an explosion of word power.
这里就有神的话语在那个军营里。
And the Israelites were healed.
所有的以色列人就得到
And they were delivered from those destructible elements.
他们就救他们脱离死亡。
Today the devil is trying to destroy the people of God and the children of men.
今天魔鬼也是想要摧毁属于神的人。
He will use any means that he possibly can to destroy human beings.
魔鬼会用各种的方式来摧毁我们。
He destroys through sickness and disease.
他用各种疾病来摧毁我们。
He destroys through car wrecks and plane crashes.
他用车祸以及摔飞机来摧毁我们。
Through murder and through suicide.
他用谋杀还有自杀来摧毁我们。
He is an unrelenting adversary.
他永远不停止。
He's the enemy of God and the enemy of man.
他是神的敌人也是人的敌人。
The devil doesn't like God.
因为魔鬼并不喜欢神。
Now the devil can't hit God and do God damage.
魔鬼可以袭击神啊。
He can't hurt God.
他可以尝试去袭击神，但是他没有办法伤害神。
But he knows that human beings are very close to the heart of God.
但他知道我们人非常接近神的心。
Because when God made man, he made him in his own image.
因为当神创造我们的时候，是用自己的形象来创造我们。
And after his own likeness.
用他自己的形象，像他。
So the devil tries to get back at God by striking at human beings.
所以他不能够攻击神，所以他要借着攻击我们来攻击神。
The devil may have something bad devised against you today.
所以今天魔鬼可能有一些不好的东西，他要来对付我们。
You may not be aware of some device that the devil is forming against you.
你也许没办法，你也许没有感觉到魔鬼正在用一些方式来摧毁我们。
But the word of God is all powerful.
但神的话语是有能力的。
And it will bring healing and deliverance unto you.
它会带来医治，而且会把这个医治传递到你身上。
It will turn back the destructible elements which the devil is hurling toward you.
它会把这些魔鬼用来摧毁你的东西，把它。
Amen.
Amen.
And in the book of John 6:63,
在约翰福音6章63节,
the scripture says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life."
圣经上说，今天我跟你们讲的话，叫人活着乃是灵。
Sometimes when people hear the word of God preached,
有时候人们听到神的话语传播的时候，
they just hear it as a dead letter word.
他们听到就只是简单的死的话语。
And they seem to think that miracles were only for many years past.
他们认为这个神的神迹其实是很远的，已经发生在过去而已。
But they are not for us today.
但是我们知道他今天并不远。
But that is not true.
这不是真的。
The word of God is not a mere dead letter word.
神的话语不是死的话语。
It is alive.
这是活的话语。
With the very life of God himself.
里头有神自己的生命。
All that God ever was.
里头所有神的话语。
All that God is today.
所有今天神。
All that God ever shall be,
这是神未来要成就的，也都在神的话语里。
Is embodied in His Word.
他的就在他的话语里。
God's omnipotence is in His Word.
神的生命就在他的话语里。
The Word of God is just as powerful as God is.
所以神的话语就像神本身一样的有能力。
You can't separate the Word of God from God.
所以你不能够分别神的话语，你不能从神的身上分别神的话语。
And there is only one way that we can release this great power which is embodied in the Word of God.
只有一件事我们可以得到，我们只能做一件事去得到这个能力，我们就必须要听神的话语。
And that is by faith.
这就是我们的信心。
When we begin to act our faith upon the Word of God,
当我们根据神的话语来操练，来实行我们信心的时候，
we hear the word of God,
我们听到神的话语，
like today,
就像今天一样，
and we begin to act our faith upon the word of God,
我们根据我们对神的信心，我们就开始我们的行为，
And when we do that, the power of God begins to be released from the Word of God.
当我们如此行的时候，神话语的能力就开始释放。
And a healing begins to take place.
我们知道神的治愈就会开始发生。
A person may be instantly and completely healed.
也许一个人可以马上立即的就被治愈。
Or on the other hand, they may just begin to be healed.
或许开始会被治愈。
And this healing continues as they continue to believe the word of God and to praise the Lord.
这个治愈的过程会一直持续，当我们开始相信神的话的时候。
So today we want to believe God's word.
所以今天我们想要相信神的话语。
And release this great power which is embodied in His Word.
所以我们想要把这个神的能力释放出来，这个话语在这个能力在他的话语里。
So that you can be healed.
所以你可以被医治。
Or whatever the condition may be.
不管你的状况是如何。
And in the book of Hebrews 11:3,
在希伯来书第十一章第三节。
The scripture says, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的。
So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Now today they have different theories about how the world began.
今天有很多理论告诉我们这个世界是如何开始。
Some scientists have theorized that there was a great explosion.
有一些科学家他们也说毁灭论，说世界的开始是经由一个大爆炸。
And particles began to come together.
然后呢，各个物质它就会聚集在一起。
And this continued.
然后就停止。
Until the world developed into the world that we know it today.
这些物质聚成一起后会一直继续。然后就形成我们今天所看到的世界。
But that is not true.
但是这不是真的。
We don't have to theorize.
我们不需要这些理论。
We don't have to spend very much money trying to find out how the world came into existence.
我们不需要花这些力气，我们来发现这个世界是怎么形成。
We know how the world began.
我们知道世界是如何开始。
Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
经由我们的信心，我们知道这个世界是经由神的话而形成的。
So the things which we can see were not made of things which do appear.
所以我们今天所看到的事情，我们能看到的事情，并不是真的这些我们可以感官感觉到的事情来形成的。
God just spoke the word.
神只是说这句话。
And the powerful word of God created this vast universe.
神有能力的话语就创造了这个宇宙。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if the word of God was powerful enough to create this vast universe,
如果神的话语是如此的有能力，可以创造整个宇宙，
then the word of God is powerful enough to create whatever you may need in your physical body.
那神的话语就有这个能力，它能够来创造无论你的身体所需要什么。
It is creative in power and ability.
这个话语是有能力的。
I was in one meeting in Phoenix, Arizona.
我在亚利桑那州的凤凰城有一个聚会。
And a Presbyterian woman came to the meeting on crutches.
然后有一个女士来到这聚会。
She had a problem on one side of her body. The bone was in a kind of a disintegrating condition.
她的身体的一边，她的骨头有问题。
And one bone in her one knee had totally disintegrated.
然后她有骨质疏松的问题，她的膝盖上的骨头已经几乎都被流失了。
And the doctor had told her that under no circumstance should she try to walk without her crutches.
然后这时候呢，那个医生告诉她。他无论如何他走路他都需要用他的那个拐杖。
And she should avoid putting weight on this one side of her body.
他应该要避免把重量放在他的身体那边上。
This dear lady also had a short leg.
这个又一个女士她有一个长短脚。
And when she was sitting in the chair, I held her feet up.
当她坐在椅子上的时候我把她的脚扶起来。
The people could see that her leg was short.
然后人们可以看到他的脚是短的，有一只腿是短的。
We ask the Lord to perform a creative miracle and to restore bones which had disintegrated in her knee, totally disintegrated.
我们就要求神能够实现神的神迹，能够让他的腿能够伸长。
We ask the Lord to heal the bone on that side of her body.
我们要求神，我们祷告神能够治愈他的身体。让骨头再长出来。
And as, afterwards, I asked her if she wanted to stand up.
那个会议之后，我问这位女士，问她愿不愿意站起来。
And she said, I will try.
她说我愿意。
So I held her hand and she stood up.
所以我握着她的手，她就站起来。
She put her weight on that one leg and she didn't seem to have any problem.
她把她的身体重量放在她那一只腿上，没有问题。
I asked her if she wanted to try to walk.
我就问这位女士，你愿不愿意试试看走路？
And she said, I will try.
她说我愿意试一试。
So I held her hand.
所以我握住她的手。
And she took a step.
她慢慢地走了一步。
And there was no problem.
没有问题。
And she took another step.
她又走了另外一步。
And there was no problem.
也没有问题。
And right after that, I turned loose of her hand.
然后我就把她的手放松。
And she began to walk without her crutches.
她就可以很顺利的走路，一点问题都没有。
And when that dear lady left the meeting, she was carrying her crutches.
所以当那位女士离开这个聚会的时候，她是带她的辅助行走器走开的。
And later, while we were still there in the meeting in Phoenix,
那个聚会之后，在凤凰城另一个聚会。
She went back to the doctor right away after she was prayed for.
她立刻，当这个女士得到医治以后，她立刻回到她的医生那里。
And went into the doctor's office.
她走进去那个医生的办公室。
And he jumped all over her.
然后这医生呢，啊，非常的惊讶，就。
He said, "What are you doing off of those crutches?"
他说，哎，你怎么搞的？你的那些你不。
You've got to get back on those crutches right away.
他说你要立刻回到那个辅助行走的那个机器上。
She stood her ground.
她站稳她的脚步。
She said, "I'm not going to do it."
她说我不要再用那个了。
And then she told him what had happened.
然后这位女士告诉医生发生了什么事。
And they re-x-rayed her knee.
他们再用 X 光来检查了她的膝盖。
And when they re-x-rayed her knee,
当他们重新检查她的膝盖的时候，
the doctor discovered that the bone which had totally disintegrated was back in her knee.
医生就发现他膝盖里头不见的骨头又重新再回去了。
A creative miracle.
这是非常非常有创意的神迹。
By the power of the word of God.
根据神言语的能力。
This word will perform a creative miracle in your behalf if you need a creative miracle.
今天神的话语就会在你身上发生这个能力，只要你需要。
It's the same word that created the world.
这是同样的话语，创造了世界的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for healing that lady's right shoulder.
啊，感谢神治愈了王妈妈的右手背。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
谢谢耶稣。
感谢神。
And in the book of Mark. 5:36.
在马可福音五章三十六节
，The scripture says, "As soon as Jesus heard the word."
圣经上说，耶稣所听见的话，当耶稣听见那个话
，He said to the ruler of the synagogue.
他就对管会堂的说
，Be not afraid.
不要怕
，Only believe.
只要信。
Now, previously, this ruler named Jairus had approached Jesus.
在之前，这个管会堂的来到耶稣前面。
And told him that he had a young daughter at home, very, very sick.
告诉他说，这管会堂的他有一个女儿，年轻的女儿在家里病重。
She was right at the point of death.
他就这个女儿就快要死掉了。
But he said to Jesus, "If you will come home with me."
他告诉耶稣，如果你愿意跟我一起回家，
And lay your hands on my little girl,
把你的手放到我的小女儿身上，
she won't die, she will live.
她就不会死，她会活。
So the Lord Jesus graciously went home with this ruler.
所以耶稣呢，就跟他一起回到他的家里。
But when they approached the house, someone came out.
所以当他们到他们家外头的时候，有人呢就出来。
And said, "Why trouble the master any further?"
他说为什么要麻烦主？
Don't bother the master any further.
不要再麻烦主。
Nobody can do anything now.
没有人可以做任何事。
Not even the Lord Jesus can do anything now.
甚至主耶稣也不能做任何事。
It's too late.
太迟了。
Your little daughter is already dead.
你的小女儿已经死了。
But as soon as Jesus heard those words,
当耶稣听到这些话的时候，
he spoke to that father,
他就跟这个父亲说，
and said, "Be not afraid, only believe."
不要怕，只要信。
Now Jesus knew that if fear gripped this father's heart,
耶稣知道如果这个父亲的心被恐惧充满，
that it would have a paralyzing effect on his faith,
就会让他的信心完全消灭。
So that his faith would not be able to work properly.
所以这个父亲的信心就没有办法工作。
And Jesus wanted his faith to work properly.
耶稣想要这位父亲的信心能够工作。
So that he could receive this miracle.
所以因为信心工作，这位父亲才能够得到这个神迹。
And the Lord went into the house.
耶稣进入这个房子。
And put all of the unbelievers out of the room.
把所有不相信的人都赶出去。
And he went into the room with the mother and the father and his disciples.
他进入这个房间，只有父亲、母亲还有他的门徒。
And Jesus took this little girl by the hand.
耶稣基督摸这个已经死掉的小女孩的手。
And lifted her up.
把手拿起来。
And spoke to her.
而且跟她说。
And she arose from the dead.
她就从死里复活。
She was miraculously raised from the dead.
她奇迹似的被从死里复活。
He said, "Daughter, I say unto thee, arise."
她说，女儿，我救了你。
And even death had to obey the word of God.
就是死亡这件事也必须遵守神的话语。
And he presented this dear little girl to her parents.
她就把这个已经复活的小女孩给她的
raised from the very dead.
给她的父母，把她手举起来。
And that's what Jesus would say to us today.
今天耶稣也要对我们说一样的话。
That's what he would say to me.
这是他今天向我说的话。
That's what he would say to you.
他今天也会跟你说这样的话。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Because if you have fear in your heart,
因为你的心里如果有恐惧，
that fear will have a paralyzing effect on your faith.
这个恐惧就会摧毁你的信心。
Your faith will not be able to work.
当你的信心没有办法工作，
fear will not let your faith work properly.
恐惧让你的信心没有办法工作。
So we should put the fear aside.
所以我们必须要把这个恐惧拿开。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid."
耶稣说，不要怕。
Only believe.
只要信。
Now you may not be able to understand how your healing is going to take place.
我们也许无法了解我们身上治愈是如何发生的。
Your little mind may not be able to understand how it's going to come about.
也许我们没有办法了解。
But we don't have to try to figure out how it's going to come about.
我们没有需要能够彻底了解到底是怎么发生。
Only believe.
只要信。
Only believe.
只要信。
Believe it because God said it.
只要信，因为神是如此说，神如此说，因为神这么说，所以我相信。我不需要眼见，我不需要眼见为信。我相信，因为神的话就是如此说。如果神的话是如此说，我是主，我要能够治愈，这个就会实现。我们就要说这个应许就会实现。神说我是主，治愈的主。我想要你能够好。我想要你健康。我想要你强壮。我们今天就要宣告，我们就要得到这个。不管医学是如此的说，我们今天就要得到这个。 我们感谢神，我们感谢神对医疗科技而感谢神。我们感谢神，因着医疗。我们感谢神把医生给我们。但是耶稣是最伟大的医生。耶稣是最伟大的医生。Amen. Amen. 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 我是治愈的神。Amen. 治疗那位治疗鹰妈妈。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Amen. 他今天会治愈你。Amen. Amen.非常爱我们。